The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me this afternoon. What a privilege to be able to meet together over the radio. I hope this voice is a familiar voice to you. I hope it is a comforting voice. I hope it is an encouraging voice. These are difficult times, but they're also incredibly encouraging times. You know, doom and gloom, doom and gloom, doom and gloom, if you turn on the news, and I would, hey, folks, listen, a suggestion on how to get through this coronavirus crisis, cut down your time watching, listening to the news dramatically. No, I'm serious. Cut your time watching the news dramatically. Now, I am a news junkie. Most of you know that. I am. Always have been. I've always been a news junkie. But, you know, all right, you want to keep up to date on what's happening with the coronavirus, what's happening nationwide, what's happening in our country, but let me give you just a tiny little bit of advice. You will get all of the information you need to know in the first 2 minutes of the news. That's it. The first 2 minutes, you'll get all the pertinent information, anything new, new restrictions, whatever. And then the rest of it will just scare you to death. I mentioned to Joy, I think it was like Saturday night. And it's crazy. It's insane, but we have this habit. We watch the 10 o'clock news, and then we watch the 11 o'clock news. It's nuts. It's insane. It really is, because particularly one of those two is really, 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 really bad. Yeah, I won't say which, but one of them is, it's just really bad, but like I said, I'm a news junkie. And for at least a week, over a week, 99% of every single story they report is associated with this virus. 99%. And I told Joy, I think it was Saturday night, we're watching the news, and I went, isn't it bizarre that before all of this, we had news stories about this, about this, about this. They would fill 30 minutes, or in the case of the 10 o'clock news, one full hour with news. News around the nation, news in your community, news on the international scale, news about this, news about that. And now all of a sudden, there is nothing to talk about. No news, nothing is happening except the coronavirus. So anyway, and I'm being absolutely serious. If you want to get through this with your mental health intact, limit dramatically your time watching the news. For instance, as I said, I've got Fox News up in the studio here, and 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right now, every single story is about the coronavirus. And the thing that just drives me insane, in fact, I probably need to just turn it off. If you watch Fox News, you know what I'm talking about. Over to the right of the screen, it's there constantly, 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 constantly. Coronavirus pandemic. How many cases? How many people have died? How many people have died in the last 24 hours? And it's constantly updating. Well, no, it's not constantly updating. Those numbers are updated once a day, but they have it up there constantly. Just keeps, you know, worldwide and in the U.S., and how many people have died in the last 24 hours. Okay, report that once or twice, but constantly. So anyway, there are a lot of good things going on right now. At the top of the hour, in the 4 o'clock hour, I've got a little monologue. No, I don't have anything written out, and I'm not really sure what I'm going to say. I kind of know basically what I'm going to say, but I've got a little monologue about some of the good things that are happening right now in America, and we'll get to that. At the top of the hour. Now, in the little tease that I did a few minutes ago, I said, I hope and pray that Planned Parenthood is in serious trouble. And here is why. Those of you who keep up on these things, on Friday of last week, I believe it was either Friday or Saturday, Attorney General Dave Yost. Dave Yost is a good man. We're not best buddies, but I know him well. He is a good friend. He is a good man. And we are very fortunate to have Dave Yost as our Attorney General. Dave Yost issued an order to all abortion clinics in the state of Ohio. Stop performing elective surgery. Because Governor DeWine said, no elective surgery. Dr. Mary Acton, the director of Department of Health, which, by the way, and I'm not saying this impacts her credibility in any way, but she was a very heavy Obama supporter and extremely pro-abortion. She has a history of being very pro-abortion. Now, does that mean she's not telling us the truth about the coronavirus? Nope, didn't say that. No, I didn't. I'm not implying that. But anyway, she ordered all elective surgery in the state of Ohio to stop, cease. What is the key word that we hear with abortion? Pro-choice. 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 It's a choice. So if there was anything that would be considered elective surgery, it would be abortion. So Attorney General Dave Yost said, excuse me, the governor and the Department of Health has ordered all elective surgeries to stop in the state of Ohio, and that includes abortions. Planned Parenthood is openly defying the state of Ohio, the Attorney General. Here is a statement from Planned Parenthood's website here in Ohio. Big letters, we're in this together. And I quote, Planned Parenthood's top priority is ensuring that every person can continue accessing essential health care, including abortion. We are complying with the Ohio Department of Health's order regarding personal protective equipment, which requires hospitals and surgical facilities to stop providing non-essential surgeries and procedures and take other steps to reduce the use of equipment. Under that order, Planned Parenthood can still continue providing essential procedures, including surgical abortion. And our health centers continue to offer other health care services that our patients depend on. Our doors remain open, Planned Parenthood. Now, I would assume, and I'm on the outside looking in, I would assume that this is going to set up a battle between the Attorney General, Dave Yost, who is pro-life, and the Director of the Health Department, Mary Acton, who is pro-abortion. Now, and again, I am not questioning her ability, her honesty, but if she gives Planned Parenthood a pass on this because of her pro-abortion past, that is going to be a problem. You pray for Attorney General Dave Yost as he proceeds with this, because he has specifically said no abortion. So let's see. Let's see if Dr. Mary Acton actually believes her own orders. We'll see. We will see. All right, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're going to take a quick break, and like I said, we have a lot to discuss today. So hang with me. We'll be back.
Bernie Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, first, evidently, I referred to Dr. Amy Acton as Mary. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Mary's her sister. Maybe that's her middle name. Now it's Dr. Amy Acton. And again, I want to make it absolutely clear. I am not in any way questioning her expertise, her knowledge, or even her actions at this point. I'm just trying to give out facts, which is a fact that she has been very pro-abortion. And an Obama supporter. That make her a bad person? No. Yeah, but I think it's when we're talking about these actions of no elective surgery, well, that would include abortion. And the Attorney General has specifically said no abortion. I'm just interested to see how she responds. And I'm going to assume that she's going to come down on the side of her own order. We'll see. Hey, really quickly, and I'm going to go to the phone here in just a moment. We want to help small businesses. We really do. This is a tough time. Joy and I have a favorite little hole-in-the-wall restaurant in Westerville. We just love that place. It's locally owned, and they're closed. They tried to do takeout, but there wasn't enough support in the community, and they're closed. They tried. They tried, you know, carry out only, and we were just so sad for everybody who works there. We've gotten to know everybody. And we here at WRFD want to support small businesses in our community. So I put it out on Facebook, and now I'm going to put it out to you. If you have a small business and you are still open, let us know. You can send me an email, bob at bobtalk.com. Give us your name, the name of the business, and I will announce it on the air. Or call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. You call me, and I'll give you time on the air to tell us about your business, what you do, and when you're open and what services you're providing. We want to help people in our community, and this is a great opportunity to share that. So 877-BOB-LIVE, if you know someone who owns a small business, get on the horn and say, hey, Bernie is inviting phone calls to small businesses. We want to help you. We want to support you. And with that in mind, I've got Roseanne in Columbus. Hi, Roseanne. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you?
I am well. I am blessed.
Wonderful.
I think you want to give a shout out for a small business.
I would, if you don't mind, please. I want to give a shout out to our family business in the north side of Columbus. And I've got Christian here to tell you what the name of that is.
Yogi's Hoagies.
Yogi's Hoagies, legendary in Columbus.
Yes. For 1977, we've been in business for 43 years.
Wow.
April 1st.
Since 1977?
Yes, 1977 at the same location on Morse Road.
Yeah, well, they've been there for a long, long time. Sweet, wonderful people, great food. And you are open, obviously, for carryout only. Hours and details.
We are open for carryout Monday through Thursday from 11 to 8, and Friday and Saturday from 11 to 9. On Sundays, you can join us on Facebook to watch Paul Gabriel at Crossroads Baptist Church.
Pastor Paul will be thrilled that you got that in.
I got to plug him where I can. He's my pastor, and he's one of my favorite people on this planet. And we're things are going really well, and the community has really turned out to support us. And,
good.
More than just asking for their support, I just want to say thank you to them.
Yeah.
That they've done so much for us. Last year when we got broken into, and then for this, God has really, really blessed us.
Good, good, good. So glad to hear that. Well, keep hanging in there, Roseanne. Yogi's Hoagies on Morse Road in Columbus. Support them.
Yes.
If you live in that area, even if you don't, drive over. Support our small businesses. God bless you, Roseanne.
You too. Thank you.
All right. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.